Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Yo, welcome to Cruise Control with me, Daniel, on Africa Tech Radio. And today we are discussing common misconceptions about vaccination. What are vaccinations? A vaccination or vaccination is a simple, safe, and effective way of protecting your body against harmful diseases before you come in contact with them. So basically, vaccinations are preventive methods. They are prevention, as they say, prevention is better than cure. So vaccination is the prevention, so you do not need cure. So what vaccinations do is that they use your body's natural defenses to build resistance to specific infections and make your immune systems stronger. How do you vaccinate? You vaccinate using vaccines, right? And what vaccines do is that they train your immune system to create antibodies, just as it does when it is exposed to a disease. So naturally, sometimes when our bodies are exposed to certain diseases, they create antibodies. We have antibodies in our system, which is the white blood cells. So when there is certain disease or when there's a certain disease in our body, our white blood cells fight. And when there's a virus, for example, HIV, what the HIV does is to weaken our immune system. So when your immune system is unable to fight, then you start having these issues, right? So how they create vaccine is that they take a weakened or a killed form of the germ or the viruses, and they use it to create an antibody. So they use you to fight against you, except that, so they take this disease or they take this germ, they take this bacterial virus, and they create some sort of antibody from it, and this is what is used to create the vaccine. And with this, we come to the reason for the topic, common misconceptions about vaccinations. People tend to have some misconceptions about what vaccination does, like what vaccines are. People think that vaccines are used to infect people. People think that vaccines are made to harm them. But is that really what it is? We're going to find out today. What are the diseases, or what examples of some diseases that we use vaccination for? We use vaccination for malaria, we use vaccination for polio, we use vaccinations for tetanus, we use vaccinations for COVID-19, we use vaccinations for a lot of things. They are basically used for preventing diseases, and this is why we use vaccination. So moving on to common misconceptions about vaccinations. I think that the most common misconception about vaccination is that vaccines are harmful and can cause disease. But in truth, vaccines are actually rigorously tested for safety and effectiveness before being approved to use, and they do not cause diseases that they are made to prevent. So some people think that when you accept vaccine, then you are infected for some reason. But no, they actually test vaccines and then approve them for use before they can actually go out, and they are very helpful. Another misconception is that vaccines contain harmful ingredients that can harm children. No, in truth, vaccine ingredients are very carefully regulated and are present in very small amounts. And this is because it is necessary for the vaccine's effectiveness, and they are not harmful when they are administered according to recommended schedules. So a lot of people say, oh, when my neighbor's child in 1922 took vaccination, she got sick or something happened to her. There's a possibility that it was not administered at the right time. There's a possibility that there was a side effect. So it happens. It's not common, but it happens. But we should not, because of one side effect, decide that no, vaccination is bad, because it's really not bad and it's very actually helpful for people. Some people even think that vaccines are not necessary because the diseases that they're supposed to fight are no longer a threat. So for instance, vaccines like polio vaccine, measles vaccines, some people think that, oh, we don't need to collect polio vaccination again because polio is no longer common. But the truth is that even though that as a nation, as a country, or as a continent, or as the world, we have made progress in eradicating diseases like polio. The truth is that an outbreak can still happen if the vaccination rate drops. So vaccines are very essential for preventing the spread of infectious diseases. People think that vaccines can cause infertility or sterility, that it causes like maybe an issue where you can no longer give birth or your sperm production reduces or something of that. But the truth is that there's no evidence to actually support the claim that vaccines can cause infertility. So vaccines are safe, and it is very safe to say that they do not affect the fertility. These vaccines are tested, as I said, they are tested and they go through a lot of testing phases before we can decide that, okay, we will use the vaccine before they are approved for use. So if it during the many testing phases it came out that vaccines will cause infertility, I'm sure that nobody is going to actually approve it to go out. But on that note, I would also bring another misconception, is that something tied to infertility is that if, this is more like a conspiracy theory actually, is if vaccines actually cause infertility, right, it means that they're trying to reduce the world population. But the truth is, no, they're not trying to use vaccines to reduce the world population, because vaccines are safe to use and they do not cause infertility. But bringing it back to another misconception is that vaccines are the white conspiracy to harm Africans. But the truth is that vaccines are actually a global public health intervention endorsed by organizations like World Health Organizations and the United Nations. And they are crucial for protecting communities from infectious diseases. So no, they're not trying to wipe away Africans. Maybe if they were trying to wipe away Africans, then they would actually not be vaccinations, because they're supposed to keep us safe from diseases that can take our lives or make living impossible or very difficult for people. So they're trying to save our lives and not end it. People seem to think that herbal remedies, traditional medicines are better alternatives to vaccination. But the fact is that while traditional medicine may have its cultural significance, I'm not going to even advise it. It's not advisable, because there are so many things about, like, the correct dosages, the correct indication, like how many mg of this are you adding to this, how do you know the perfect combination and indication. There are lots of things that make traditional medicine not a fact, like not advisable. So vaccines are actually way more effective to prevent infectious diseases. And if you're even going to look at it like this, if you're really going to use traditional medicine, it will even be more in line of cure than a prevention. And we are going to all agree that prevention is better than cure, right? Another misconception about vaccines is that they are not necessary because the diseases that they are trying to prevent are rare. But the truth is that vaccines have actually been very useful in reducing these diseases to the extent that they are now. It is the use of vaccine that has made these diseases look like they are rare. Let's look at 20, 30, 50 years ago. Some diseases were like at a rise. Let's say, for instance, Nigeria. Things like polio were the order of the day. Like, you see kids with polio and all that. And nowadays, it is not something that is readily, like, it's become almost impossible to see someone with polio. And this is because of the use of vaccination. In fact, things like chickenpox, smallpox, measles used to be really rampant back in the day. They're not as prevalent because of the use of vaccines to actually prevent them. And this is what the vaccines are made for. They make these infections go like to almost zero. In fact, this is why there's like research going on trying to find vaccines for HIV and the others, because of how important and how helpful it is in fighting the disease. So what vaccines have done is that they have made diseases almost like they've gone into extinction, they've gone into oblivion. But the minute we stop taking these vaccinations, the minute the whole population says, oh no, we don't want to do vaccinations anymore, then they're going to come back with force, because now our immune systems have not been built to fight them as such. So now they're going to come with a vengeance, and just we will need a lot of help. We will need more than vaccines. We'll need a lot of cures, and let's just stick with prevention, honestly. So another misconception is that vaccines overwhelm the immune system, and that it's better to let our immune system fight the diseases by itself. But the truth is that the vaccines are actually designed to stimulate the immune system without causing illness. Wouldn't you rather that your immune system is stimulated, is fighting without you being aware, than you coming down with something and then your immune system has to fight? It's like when you have a fever, your immune system fights against the fever. That's why when you have fevers, you necessarily don't have to use anything and your fever goes by itself, right? That's because your immune system is working overtime to actually fight the disease. But what the vaccine will do is that it will make your immune system fight in the background so that you don't have to experience these things. But the truth is that in as much as vaccinations are very effective, it will work even better if everybody takes vaccination, if everybody gets vaccinated. So it's not like I am vaccinated and like 10 other people around me are not vaccinated and they come down with stuff around me. Yes, my vaccination works, like it will work at least to about a very large percentage to make sure that I don't come down with this disease. But then you're not vaccinated are making my immune system work over time. So please, let's all get vaccinated. Thank you. So there's also one that I think is very common, is when, like, okay, so if you're Nigerian, you would know that we grew up with people, with health care workers going around at certain times with their green, should I call it apron or vest, trying to immunize people. And sometimes they'll come to your houses and you say, no, I don't want to. Or you lie that you don't have a kid, or you lie that they got immunized already, or shit, they just got immunized the other day. The truth is that when they immunize these kids, they're immunizing them for different things. So immunization is very similar to vaccination, and they're just trying to build their immunity, as we said, against this thing. So when you're in the office, you get vaccination. When you're in the hospital, you get vaccination. People go around and trying to immunize or vaccinate your children. Please allow them to take this, because it is very useful and it's very helpful for them. It doesn't harm them. It does nothing to their health. In fact, it is to help them. It is to build their immune system as opposed to break it down like we think. So it's very important for us to address this misconception. Like, now you know about it. So tell people about it. Tell more people about it. Let's discuss these issues and address people. Tell them about vaccination. Make sure your children get vaccinated. As adults, there are also vaccinations that you are supposed to take. There's the COVID vaccine and all that, and just make sure that you're passing accurate information about vaccination. It is important to protect health of everybody in general, to make sure that we do not come down with these infectious diseases, so that these diseases continue to remain rare and they do not come back with a vengeance. And that's all for today on Cruise Control with Mide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. Do not forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio, and on Instagram at ATech Radio. We are Africa Tech Radio. Of course, the conversation never stops.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.